We continue with Mishnah Berurah, Amid Yom Hilchos Shabbos, and Mishin Chaf Hey. We're in the middle of Sif Yud Aleph, says the Machaber. By an item which there is no concern that maybe the non-Jew will do more for you, such as if he lit a candle for his own benefit, or if he built a ramp for himself to get down, because you only need one candle or one ramp for everyone to get down, even if the non-Jew knows who you are, since there's no concern that he might do more malacha for you, as there is only one malacha to be done, you are allowed to benefit from it if he did it for himself. It's if you'd base. Afal pisha eino makiro, even if it is a situation where the non-Jew does not know who you are. Im omer beferish letzorach Yisrael luose, if the non-Jew says, I am doing this for the Jew, or afilu imeino omer keino maisa mochichim sheletzorach Yisrael luose. Or if he doesn't say that straight up, but it's obvious from his actions that he's doing it for the benefit of the Jew, kagon shehidlik ner bebeis Yisrael, sheyisrael bo, vahalach lo ha'eni, such as if there was a Jew sitting in the house, the non-Jew lit the candle and walked out of the house, where it was clearly done for that Jew, Aser is prohibited to benefit from it because it was clearly done for you. So who cares if he knows who you are, a Maisa, which was done by a non-Jew for a Jew cannot benefit from. So if you'd gimel, im liket in Yehudi v'hechil v'hemes Yisrael, in tzarech limchos biyado l'fisha, avalim raga b'kach tzarech limchos. If a non-Jew cut some grass in order for a Jew's animal to eat, if it is once every so often, that's okay. But if it is something that occurs regularly, then the Jew has to tell the non-Jew to stop. The reason he doesn't have to tell him to stop if it is done once every so often is because since he's not doing it because the Jew told him to, he's doing it on his own accord. So we say that he's not really doing it to benefit the Jew, rather he's doing it in order for him to somehow benefit. Maybe he thinks that he's going to make out on this by giving grass to the animal. Maybe he thinks that you're going to pay him for it. Something he's doing for himself, but not for you. But if it's something that he does often, so then it's clearly more of a harama, that the Jew knows that the non-Jew is really doing this for the Jew's benefit. It can't be so often that the non-Jew would be doing something like that for his own benefit, so therefore is going to be prohibited. Sifya Dalit, Asayinu Yehudi b'Shabbos Arono Kever La'atzmo, if a non-Jew makes a grave, a coffin, or a grave for himself on Shabbos, Muntli Yisrael Likbo, a Jew is allowed to be buried in it. The non-Jew made it for himself, ends up not being buried in it. A Jew is allowed to be buried in it. Vim Aso Bishvil Yisrael, but if the non-Jew made it for the Jew to be buried in, Likavrbo Olamis, no Jew should ever be buried in. Mishnah Berurah explains that even though in general we say that the Isser is only B'chtei Sheyaseh, however long it would take to make it, so however long it took to dig this grave, to make this coffin, that's how long you would have to wait after Shabbos. Since this is a milsa de farhesia, something which is done in public, we need to be machmir. The Chachamim were machmir and said that it is prohibited to use forever. And this is not limited to this case, but it always applies, says the Mishnah Berurah, anytime there is something which is done with farhesia and everybody sees that it was done by a non-Jew for you, a Jew is not allowed to benefit. However, says the Mishnah Berurah, the Taz in the name of the Ran says it's Davka in this case, not all cases of Farhesia, but Davka in this case, because it is a Gnai, it is inappropriate for a Jew to be buried in something which was done via Chilul Shabbos. But other Malachos, that is only going to be Aser, B'chdei Sheyaseh. And therefore continues the Mechaber, Davka She'akever Farhesia V'aron Al-Gabav, it's only true if it is something which is done in public that everybody sees it. Everyone knows it was made by the non-Jew for the Jew. But if it was done privately, then you just have to wait the shear of B'chtei Sheyaseh after Shabbos to be buried in it. Even that which we say is prohibited, if it was done in public, it is only going to be prohibited forever for the Jew that this kever was dug for or made for. But for another one to benefit from it, that's fine. As long as you wait that shear of time that it would take to make it after Shabbos, another would be allowed to be buried in it after that period of time.